This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For Rich Keefe, co-host of Dale and Keefe on 93.7 WEEI in Boston, joining us again on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Rich, Giannis says he's going to be more physical, and I hear on the Boston side that they want to keep him out of the paint as much as they can. He's still going to get his, but limit what he can do. So is it just as simple as the matchup tonight between Giannis and everybody else, or are there more nuances to it than that?
I mean, I think that's obviously a big part of it. I mean, I can't believe how not aggressive Giannis was. That was really the most surprising thing in Game 5. You know, even in the games that they had lost, he had been great. He's the best player in the series, and that's not even up for debate. But for him to go that long of a stretch in the second half without even taking a shot, you could really see how frustrated and uncomfortable he was. Part of that was Semi Ojeleye. Part of that was, you know, just different guys that the Celtics would throw at him. So I would definitely expect him to be a lot better. But like we saw in the first couple games of the series, he can still get 30-plus points. But if he's not getting help from other guys, they're still going to lose.
What is going to be the key for the Boston side of things here? Is it getting Rozier back on track and keeping him and shooting the basketball well? Is it Morris inside? Is it Al Horford, who's had a pretty solid series? What is it going to be?
I do think the point guard matchup is huge. We talked about that last time I was on with you. But Al Horford, you can see it. I mean, in the two games where he's gone for over 20 points and double-digit rebounds, they win those games. And I know that's not something he's going to be able to average for the course of a season, and maybe not even for the course of an entire series, but for an elimination game, a closeout game like tonight, if you get a more aggressive Al Horford on the offensive end where he's not just trying to facilitate everything, where he's taking it to the basket, yeah, sure, he'll knock down a couple of threes, but he can score in the post still, even though he doesn't do that as much as he used to, like when he was with the Hawks. And then you saw, you know, the adjustment that Brad Stevens made, moving him to the center more, it just allowed him to gobble up more rebounds, and he was much more of a factor in that game. So I think the way Al Horford goes tonight could definitely be the way the outcome goes.
What do you think Brad Stevens has, if anything, up his sleeve for this game? Because, I mean, at this point in time, they get a little bit of a lead. They got to know they smell blood in the water.
Yeah, they do. Now, but they need to figure out a way to win away from the Garden. You know, this was an issue they had last year as well. So that's the thing where they need to overcome that, and I don't know how they do that. I don't know if Brad Stevens has like a special speech prepared for him or what it is. I don't know how you can't get excited for a playoff game, but it just seems like they have had a lot of their guys, like a Terry Rozier, struggle away from home, and that's been the biggest difference to me in the series. Like I wouldn't be surprised at all if this is a 7-game series where it ends up being the home team winning every game.
When you look at what the Bucks have to do tonight, if you're going to be coaching the Bucks, what would you suggest that they do other than just get off to an early lead? Obviously,
yeah. I mean, I think obviously Giannis has to be much more aggressive. Middleton has to be aggressive. He needs to take a lot of shots. He did that last game. He has to do that again. And I don't know why Joe Prunty didn't in the first couple of games, but I would certainly play Thon Maker and Jabari Parker a lot more. Those guys. The John Henson injury seems like a real blessing for the Milwaukee Bucks. They were able to get Thon Maker and they're knocking down threes, blocking shots, providing all kinds of energy, which translates so well at home. So I would just play your best guys more. I'd even play Dellavedova more. If Bledsoe doesn't have it early, I might just sit him on the bench and play Brogdon and Dellavedova more.
Also, when you start to look at some of the matchups, the heated matchup, obviously, is Bledsoe and Rozier. Those two guys played very physical against one another. Morris is a guy that comes off the bench and plays very physical. That physicality needs to be matched by the Milwaukee Bucks. They keep talking about it. Is it going to come down to a pushing and shoving match before it's all said and done?
Yeah, maybe it could. I mean, Game 5 was pretty ugly basketball. Like, it was an entertaining game. It was close, but that was quite a sight to watch, you know, and you know, low-scoring game like that. Marcus Smart brings another layer of physicality. If you're going to give Semi Ojeleye as many minutes as he did, he's a physical player. Marcus Morris, those guys definitely don't back down. You hope this doesn't turn into Knicks heat from the late 90s, which was terrible to watch, but if it does go in that direction, I do think that that favors the Celtics.
The other night, we were watching that game, and I think it was the local broadcast here, when the Bucks got it back to within six or even four at one point. It's still, I think the local broadcaster said, it still feels like it's 15 away. Has it felt like it's been a pretty much, for the most part, a Boston-dominated series?
I don't think so. No, I didn't see it that way. I thought in game one, you know, Middleton hits that crazy shot to force overtime, but you're looking at it and saying, you know, the Bucks or the Celtics were at home. They had great performances from Horford, Rozier, Tatum, and Brown all in game one, and they needed to go to overtime to win it. Now, game two was a different story, but then game three, that was a blowout. Game four was really anybody's game. You know, it was similar to game one. Like it was up for grabs late, and then it didn't happen. Celtics were able to, you know, get the slugfest win in game five. I think it has been pretty even to this point.
What else about this series has been intriguing? If you're going to look at some storyline tonight going into this ballgame, what is something that you're finding probably more so intriguing than many?
Well, two of the guys that I've all season long have been really fixated on is Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, two guys that are both the number three overall pick in the draft. Tatum, the rookie, Brown in year two. And neither of those guys were supposed to be the primary scorer or even the second scorer on this team when it was first assembled with Kyrie Irving and with Gordon Hayward. But because of injuries, those guys have been pushed into the spotlight more, and Jaylen Brown has responded really well to it. Now, he's had a couple of games where, you know, he didn't light it up, but he's also had two games in the 30s, and it seems like he is more comfortable being the team's leading scorer. Tatum, we've seen kind of like a lot of rookies, I guess, the good and the bad. You know, last game he ends up getting benched for a portion down the stretch and wasn't as good, so I'm interested to see how he's going to respond. But these two guys were, you know, 20 and 21 have really carried the Celtics offense for the most part.
The other side of things, and I mentioned Morris before, Morris 10 points in the last game, 4 of 10 from the field. Didn't do much from beyond the arc, obviously, but that's really not his game. But he's become almost kind of the inside enforcer, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. He's brought a toughness, kind of an attitude to the team. You know, similar when the Celtics won the championship in 08, Kendrick Perkins was the guy that certainly not going to light up the stat sheet. He was the fifth best starter on the team, but it was just a toughness. Now, Marcus Morris, a much more skilled player than Kendrick Perkins is, but it's sort of that similar idea where, you know, he's going to have everybody's back on the floor. It's a guy that they all love playing with, and he has been a great addition. I think a lot better than most Celtics fans thought. You know, when they traded him for Avery Bradley, he thought it was sort of more of a salary cap move, but he has been a very valuable player to the team.
Hey, before I let you go, prediction time, I guess. Does the Boston Celtics close it out, or do you think they're coming back to the Garden for one more?
Yeah, I think it's home team wins every game. I think it's going to be the Bucks tonight in a close game, and then the Celtics, and maybe even a blowout. You know, sometimes we've seen that in the past where it's a close series, the home team wins every game, and then finally, just at the end, game seven, it's not as close. You're all excited for it because it's that do-or-die game, but then it just doesn't live up to the hype in that final game. So I guess I've changed my pick a couple of times since the series has started, but I guess I'll go for Celtics in seven.
Rich, great to talk to you, and if it goes seven, we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go, Rich Keefe, co-host of Dale and Keefe on 93.7 WEEI in Boston, giving us the Celtics side of things. And, yeah, in the last game, I mean, Horford ended up going 22 points. You had Rozier got back on track with 16. Brown got 14 out of it, and Morris came back in. Came back in and dropped 10 on him, but he was more, Marcus Morris, by the way, I think I said Matt, he was more of kind of the enforcer. He's become that in-the-paint badass, and every now and then you need one of those guys. So how they respond tonight physicality-wise is going to behoove the Bucks to get off to an early lead and really not look back. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.